Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Now, activists on a Gaza-bound global summit flotilla have reported more than a dozen drone and explosive attacks on their boats overnight. Israel insists the humanitarian aid on the boats are carrying must be handed over before the flotilla reaches Gaza. But after Italy dispatched a frigate in support, Irish participants are pressing the government here to do the same. I spoke earlier with Sinn Féin Senator Chris Andrews, who's aboard the Spectre south of Crete, and first asked him what happened last night.
Well, look, it's important not to forget that the principal point in all of this is highlighting and getting a humanitarian corridor with aid into Gaza to feed and support and help young children and families in the Gaza Strip, and that we focus on the genocide, we focus on the man-made famine, and we focus on the dismantling of international law and order by Israel. What's happening on the flotilla last night, there's 50 boats, there's 44 different nations as part of it. And last night, just south of Crete, we had a drone attack, and there was, I think, up to 15 different drones firing devices onto various boats. And the Spectre boat, which myself and Sarah Clancy from Galway are on, was hit four times. And it could have been much, much worse if the device had hit the diesel tanks from the generators. So we were really, really lucky.
Was anyone injured?
No, no one was injured. The boat was there was no damage to the boat either. And we are all, I suppose, tired today, but we're determined. And while the ship, while this boat can sail, we'll be heading towards Gaza.
Yeah, well, thank God for that nobody was injured on board. And is that the same right across the flotilla, Chris, that nobody was injured, no damage done to boats?
No, nobody. One boat had had some damage to the sail, and that's been rectified as we speak.
Okay. And did you have to take cover then?
Yeah, absolutely. We all came down into this. There's on the Spectre boat, there's 22 people on the boat from a variety of different nationalities, and we all took shelter here, and we could hear the noise, obviously, and then we had to put the fire out, go up and put the fire out. So it was pretty...
My goodness. How long did it go on for?
I'd say about an hour. It felt like an hour. It's hard to... it started around 1 o'clock at night, and I suppose things started to settle down around 3:30, 4 o'clock. And so it was, but you know, look,
it must have been a very frightening experience. Now, Israel, can I tell you, and I'm sure you're aware of this, they haven't commented directly on those drone incidents. How certain are you that it came from Israeli forces? How do you know?
Well, look, if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck and does what Israel wants it to do, I think it's pretty clear that it is they come from Israel. And, you know, Israel are determined to stop anything. They have been trying to frame the narrative around this being a Hamas boat. That couldn't be further from the truth. We've stated from day one that we're a peaceful, non-violent mission, just determined to get food aid into Gaza. We have baby formula on the boat, which of course is desperately needed, and Israel still won't allow into Gaza. When you think about each day, you think that Israel can't get any worse, and each day you're wrong because they get worse, and it's just never ending. And Israel have been given the green light effectively by you know, countries across the world, including Ireland, because on the one hand, Ireland, the Irish government come out with very nice statements. They come out with, you know, words that sound right, but they don't follow it up. They're trying to water down the Occupied Territories Bill, and they're allowing military flights through Shannon.
Yeah, so, but I suppose the government would say, they would point to the Taoiseach speech at the United Nations General Assembly this week, saying that there was genocidal intent from the start, and also that they would say they're trying to get the Occupied Territories Bill over the line. But can I ask...
Yeah, well, they're not trying to get the... If I could correct you there, they're not trying to get the Occupied Territories... They're trying to water down the Occupied Territories Bill. they're rejecting the original occupied territories bill that Francis Black introduced, and is what needs to be introduced, not a watered down yellow pack version, which is what the government are doing. And again, it's this is about families in the Gaza Strip. I worked in the Gaza Strip about 12 years ago for 6 months, and the families there I've been in contact with are just absolutely. It's horrendous, and it's not just about Gaza. It's about humanity. It's about our humanity, and it's about being on the right side of humanity.
I understand, and it's actually you and your colleagues on the flotilla have been at pains to point out, Chris, that all you have on board is humanitarian aid for the people of Gaza, but. Notwithstanding that, Israel are demanding, I believe, that you hand over the humanitarian aid before you reach Gaza. Is that correct?
That's what they are requesting, but that is not what we're going to do. We're going to head for Gaza. We have, and we're going to open up a humanitarian corridor, because Israel is the last person you would give aid to. There's infinite amount of aid around on the outside waiting to get into Gaza, and Israel won't let it in. So why would we give more aid to Gaza?
I totally understand your position, but can I put it to you, given Israel's record so far, that they're unlikely to let you pass. They're unlikely to let you get in. And I don't know how they'll stop you, but they're intent on stopping you if you don't allow the humanitarian aid. Now, I know, hand it over to them, I know Italy has sent a Navy frigate to reach the flotilla before there's any potential danger. Would you like the Irish government to do something similar?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that they should have done that a long time ago, and it's not too late to start today. Like you say, Italy is doing that, and the Irish government need to do that and support, do something similar. Instead of just issuing, you know, flowery press releases, we need action, and that's what it comes down to. The Irish government talk a good game, but they don't actually play a good game. And we need to ensure that the Irish government back this flotilla, send out some military personnel as well to be act as observers to ensure the safety of the over 22 Irish citizens on this flotilla. And like I say, there's 50 boats and there's 44 nations in this flotilla. So, you know, it just highlights the disconnect between the governments across the world and ordinary people, and what ordinary people want to see happen is to get humanitarian aid into Gaza and ensure that people in the Gaza Strip are,
helped in some way. And we've spoken with them even yesterday on this programme. The dire situation they're in Gaza City and everywhere else in Gaza, there's nowhere safe in terms of lack of food and medicines and water, clean water and so on, notwithstanding the bombing and the bombardment. Can I ask you, though, do you think as you get closer to Gaza, the flotilla, do you feel that you're in danger in any way?
Well, look, when you see the events of last night and the events in Tunisia when the boats were attacked by drones, I think you'd be very innocent to think you wouldn't be in danger. But look, it's not about us. It's about getting aid in, you know, to failed and to do what we are doing. And it's government's responsibility. And we were doing what government should be doing. And we have to continue to be on the right side of humanity. And whatever we do to support families and support international law, which has been dismantled, like I say, by Israel with impunity.
Please go on, sorry.
No, the main point is that Israel can do what it wants. The Irish government says what it thinks people want to hear, but it doesn't actually carry out what's required, and that's action, and that's to hold Israel to account. It's to sanction Israel, and they can do that, but they haven't done that.
Okay.
And Europe have done that.
Can I ask you?
My colleague here, Sarah Clancy, who, like I say, is from Galway. We are determined, and I think everybody's determined, tired but determined, to deliver aid through the humanitarian
corridor trying to break through. Can I ask you finally, Chris? Given the fact that you faced a drone attack for about an hour or so last night, you had to clamour for cover, and that the boat was on fire, the Spectre. Did anyone express any reservation about continuing, or is everybody absolutely unified in continuing with the flotilla?
Well, I can only speak for the people on this boat, but we are really, really determined. And while this boat can sail, we'll continue to look to open up the humanitarian corridor. Okay. And support those people, families who are suffering man-made famine and genocide in Gaza.
Okay, and when do you expect to reach Gaza?
About 5 days, if weather permitting and all of that, and no stops. Okay. About 5 days, we should be there.
We'll talk before then. Sinn Féin Senator Chris Andrews aboard the Spectre with the humanitarian aid flotilla heading towards Gaza. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on Drive Time.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I spoke with Chris Andrews just before we came on air. In a statement to Drive Time this afternoon from the Department of Foreign Affairs, Athanasius Simon Harris says he's deeply concerned by developments involving the Global Summit Flotilla, stressing that the safety of all on board must be a priority for the international community. He says officials are in direct contact with the flotilla organisers and that his department will provide consular assistance to any Irish citizens affected. And he also adds that he's raised the issue with EU counterparts in New York and will also raise it publicly at the United Nations, as what has occurred is unacceptable, he says, and represents a clear breach of international law.